This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, thanks for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about some concerns regarding the direction of the Roseburg VA. We've got some veterans leaders here with us today. First of all, Jim Little, a longtime guest on the radio. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Kyle. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And next to him is Gwen Best, who is the president of the Douglas County Veterans Forum right now. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
And not to be left out, vice president of the forum right now, Jerry Anderson. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, thank you.
So, Jim, talk about, I guess, maybe the history of this to start out with, because we were kind of having similar conversations about 12 years ago.
Oh, this is all deja vu. Kyle, it seems not too long ago, but it was over 12 years ago that veterans became alarmed when the ICU at the VA hospital here in Roseburg was closed. And that began a campaign, and we called it Save Our Roseburg VA. And that involved a number of years of picketing, of talking to our elected officials, doing those kinds of things that would garner the public's attention. And one of those things that was achieved was we went all the way up to the Salem legislature, and with the help of then-Representative Tim Freeman and also Bruce Hanna, we had a resolution passed, House Joint Memorial 26, that basically said all the citizens of Oregon wanted the VA Roseburg Hospital to be a full-service hospital, as was wished by us here in Douglas County. Of course, the ICU was never reopened, sadly, and we had a lot of promises from some officials from Washington, D.C., that said they would improve the services here at the Roseburg VA. They would invest $5 million to do some upgrading of the building, some modernizations, and they also started a program in an effort to entice more physicians to come to Roseburg. Well, that program went on for a while, and things kind of quieted down, I guess I could say. And then, of course, the pandemic came along and disrupted, of course, not only the VA, but most of our nation. And we became alarmed here just recently of some things that have been developing since the pandemic occurred, and also since the leadership changed at the Roseburg VA. We read a market report that stated many of the specialty clinics would be transferred from Roseburg up to Eugene. And that alarmed us because we feel that the need for a clinic, it's actually an outpatient clinic. We can't really call it a hospital at this point, but it does provide those services to needy veterans that don't have to travel long distances to get care. We wrote a letter to VISN 20, and I guess I should explain those that do not know. Our VA is cut up into 22 distinct districts, and Roseburg is under VA or VISN 20, which entails Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And VISN 20 is basically the one that sends the directives down to Roseburg as far as how the Roseburg outpatient clinic is operated. We wrote a letter to her asking about a recent market report that said these clinics, as I said, would be moved up to Eugene, asking for her to please tell us, as said in the report, veterans were, I guess you could say, Gwen, how does that state? Veterans were asked about.
They contacted local veterans groups, and they got input from us. And we don't know who they talked to. Nobody down here spoke to anyone at VISN regarding them removing services from this hospital.
Exactly. Thanks, Gwen. That's exactly what we asked her, the VISN 20 director. We also asked about a GAO report that came out last February that said the VA was not truly investigating how it would impact veterans if they moved out, were placed out in the community for their medical care. And to us, it just looks like veterans are basically going to be given Medicare instead of the care that they were promised. And we want the VA to take care of us because we walk through those doors and they know what we've experienced, what we've gone through, and the special needs that we might have. Special needs such as burn pit veterans, or Agent Orange, and so on.
So, Gwen, what's this been like the last few months, especially what Jim talked about with this letter and then the response?
Well, a lot of the veterans groups are coming together and meeting and talking about the reduction of services that have happened over the last couple of years. Since COVID, one of the clinics in there is even closed. It's been closed for months. It doesn't look like they're going to even open it right now. Can't think of the name of it. Where they do the testing and that is closed.
Laboratory.
The lab is closed. I mean, you walk in the VA facility right now and you could throw a bowling ball down the hall and not hit anybody. And 2 years ago, that place was full of veterans. So where are all these veterans getting their care now is my biggest concern. You know, the same problems have gone on for ever. They've got to be getting care somewhere, which in my mind will stress the local doctors and hospitals. Anybody who's been to the emergency room or critical care facilities around here knows there's always a long wait. And when you throw all these veterans into that, they can't get veterans care at the VA facility, they're going to go out in the town. And that stresses the doctors in town. So it's, you know, we've been talking about it recently, and especially since we got this market report, the Vision 20 put out. And it spells out exactly what we thought that they were doing but didn't have in writing. So now we know what their objectives are, and so we can work on that.
Jerry, what are your thoughts watching all this take place?
Well, I grew up here in Roseburg, Oregon, and came back after being gone for 35 years. And one of the reasons I came home, and it is home with family here, is because of the VA and the services I rate. And the VA has always been an integral part of our community. And when I was a youngster growing up here, the VA, the vets as we called it, was a facility open to the public. It, before Stuart Parkway and the freeway, the road through the VA hospital area was the only way to get from Harvard to Garden Valley without going through town. And the VA was very much a part of our community. I feel maybe the VA hospital is now losing part of that relationship.
So Jim, a couple of years back, I ended up with a couple of interviews with the man who was then the VA director in the prior administration. And talked about a lot of things that he was working and trying to make a lot of changes. Do you feel like when we switched administrations at the national level to a new president that some things shifted the other way?
Well, your perception is certainly correct, Kyle. I feel we were encouraged by then Director Whitmer. I think you recall him. He came after Director Paxton. We've gone through quite a litany of directors, but Dave Whitmer was really a breath of fresh air. He promised us that whatever came down from up above, if he didn't agree with it, he would rigorously object to it and do what he could to solve the problems and take care for the veterans here. Well, with the new leadership, transparency has gone. We have not had a meeting with the director and with our elected officials as we used to every month almost when Whitmer was here. We also have had no meetings with Vision 20. And there's a requirement, I'd have to dig it out, a requirement somewhere, that VISN 20 does maintain contact with the veterans that she serves. And that hasn't happened. We've been, I guess I could term it, left in the dark. There has been a definite change in leadership, and I've written a couple of editorials on that fact. We used to have open door policy. If people didn't agree with whatever the veterans advocate was telling them at the hospital, or rather at the outpatient clinic, then they could go to the director, and oftentimes that problem would be resolved. We don't want to throw stones at the Roseburg VA. We really don't. The people who work there in the trenches, if you will, are wonderful, wonderful people. I call them basically angels because they care for us in a heartfelt fashion. No complaints there at all. Our complaints are just with the upper management, and they complain as well. We've gotten a number of statements from, I guess you could call them, internal whistleblowers that really are not happy at all. Their morale is really down in the gutter. I don't know. I feel the solution is really open communications. Talk to us. Let us know what's going on. You know, it's our VA. We're the patients. We own it. And we feel we earned it, and it was promised to us. So I have a passion for getting things on the road. And we also have a gentleman by the name of Bill Duncan, who's the president of the Vietnam Veterans Association, and he's become a real spark plug. He has told everyone we need to get together and get on fire and get some answers to some of our questions about what is going on at the Roseburg VA outpatient clinic.
All right, more on this when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Jim Little, Gwen Best, Jerry Anderson from the Douglas County Veterans Forum. They interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQAN. We're going to get an update tomorrow on agriculture in Douglas County. Evan Cruz will literally be a man standing out in his field to talk about farmers and some of the agricultural issues going on in Douglas County this summer. Well, we're focusing on concerns regarding the Roseburg VA today. Jim Little, Gwen Best, Jerry Anderson, all here from the Douglas County Veterans Forum. So, Jim, what has been the response in recent months as you've looked at all of this when you've maybe said, hey, could we talk about this?
There has been absolute silence. Nothing. I shouldn't tell this tale, but I shall. Some higher officials of the Roseburg VA outpatient clinic had said that when they meet with veterans, they become too confrontational. Well, that's the job of upper management, to take those questions, those hard questions that veterans have about their health care, and do their very best to answer them. So, and here recently, as we mentioned with our letter to VISN 20, there's been absolute silence on that as well. We would like to talk, please. Upper officials, we need to talk to you. You need to tell us what's going on. The pandemic really isn't an excuse. There's emails, there's telephones, there's other means of communications that can be used. So we plead with upper management to do that. And along that line, there's going to be a meeting next Tuesday on the 19th at the Veteran of Foreign Wars chapter on Walnut Street. And I have a phone number, if I could pass that on, Kyle, for people that are interested. That phone number is 541-733-8060. And if you call that number, we can go in it to it further and tell you when the meeting's going to be specifically. It's going to be at noon, as I said, on the 19th. Hopefully we'll have enough room for everyone. If we have an overflow, we can find someplace else to meet. But if you bring your ears and your questions, and we'll try to see what we can do.
Gwen, do you have concerns about where this might lead, not just where things are now and your level of frustration, but what might happen up the road?
Well, the goal, of course, is to open back up the way it was before, to serve the community, not just the veterans, but having the VA hospital here brings a lot of money into Douglas County. Our Veterans Service Officer, Mary Newman, helps veterans who come here get into the system and get the services and the money that they're due, if they're due money. Some of them aren't, some aren't. And so that brings a lot of money into town. And I just am wanting the veterans. There's a lot of veterans who get Medicare, and you know, they're fine. They can go in out into town if they need to, but there's a lot of veterans here who don't have that. They're too young, or they don't have proper insurance, and they should be treated by the VA anyway, because the people that go to the VA are there because they got injured while they served their country, and they deserve that treatment. So I just want it back the way it was. That's our goal, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Jerry, what do you think about this whole process in terms of, do you feel like, one of your expressions, I was watching you when Jim was talking, and you just were looking real frustrated with this whole process.
I am. And the group of veterans that are meeting next week, are really gathering together to take up the fight again. Now, do we want a battle? No. But if there is a battle, we the people are going to win, believe me.
So, Jim, what about your up-the-road concerns? I mean, there's still somewhere in the works the veterans' home, et cetera.
Exactly. That's another issue that we are concerned about. Will the state veterans' retirement home come here? We don't know. The way that things are downsizing and gradually slipping up to Eugene and down to White City, there may not be the facilities here to take care of those older veterans that are going to be there and certainly will need much more health care than the younger veterans. Also, I'm very concerned about the way the property on the VA is kind of being chopped up. We have Eagle Landing, which takes up a good portion of the VA grounds. Also, we've got wind of another nonprofit retirement facility, if you will, that's coming in. We don't have the exact details on that. That's another issue that we're trying to delve into. When is that going to happen? Where are they going to be? What's going to happen to the grounds of that beautiful, beautiful area that we've admired for so long? I'm concerned as well about, as I said, those folks that work at the VA. Many of them, I know the pharmacy is being downsized. They're going elsewhere. They're having to find other jobs. Those are people of concern. And Gwen Yep. certainly nailed it, too, when she said the Veterans Service Officer has a great task of helping the veterans here in our county. And the money that's brought in from those, the compensation payments probably equal the same amount as our property tax. And that goes away. That's going to be an economic downturn for our county. Mm-hmm. And veterans, almost every veteran I speak to, not all, but some, we come here for a specific reason. The veteran honoring and wonderful people we have here in Douglas County, the scenic views, and also the VA Roseburg Outpatient Clinic.
So, Jim, we're out of time. Give people that phone number again and the time and place of that meeting.
That is next week on the 19th, Tuesday, and that number is 733-806-0541. Of course, ahead. And that's on Walnut Street, the VFW post.
All right, Jim Little, Gwen Best, Jerry Anderson, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks, Kyle. Yeah. Always.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.